I'm Rachel. I don't have a title for mine. A house built in the mid-1800s is not what it seems. It has been abandoned since 1872, when there was a murder in each one of its 11 rooms except one, which was the attic. The attic is filled with all manners of strange things, and the house itself isn't what it seems. And when a new couple purchases the house, they are blissfully unaware that their rooms haven't seen the light of day for centuries. And on the outside, the house looks normal. But on the inside, it's rigged with electricity, has a refrigerator, modern kitchen appliances, has a laptop in one of the rooms, Windex in the dining room, modern books in the attic, and a front door that opens to a living room, not the traditional Victorian foyer. The style and furniture matches the era in which it was built and lived in, but nothing else does. The couple did not seem to notice any of these strange things that don't seem to add up. But when the attic becomes foreboding and the old grandfather clock in it bongs every time they enter, they have to wonder what is going on. They begin to question their decision to buy the house and the mysteries surrounding it. But by the time it becomes too creepy, will they be able to get their stuff out of the attic in the house, or will it be too late for one of them to escape their fate as the final piece in completing the house's unfortunate history?